You are listening to 漫画先生。
It's Manga Sensei. How are we doing today? Today, we are going to be taking a little bit of a breather episode. Every once in a while, every week or two, I try to find a quick episode that we can kind of jump in here really fast and do an episode where we do something easy and fun, something that doesn't take a lot of effort and can improve your Japanese just that little bit more. Today, we're doing another episode just like that. But before I do so, every once in a while, I also try to mention that I do have a free website where I have all of this information listed out for you, as well as a 30-day challenge, a comic book, a number of other things. And as we grow our Patreon, we'll be able to do more things. I've been thinking a lot and long and hard about what to do with the Patreon because it does make the show possible. It makes it so I can take time off work to do this. But at the same time, one thing that it really does that I appreciate is that it allows me to jump back into the projects. I want to do the comic again, and that's a big thing. So if we can get enough patrons, and I'll figure out the number mathematically, but then we can start adding the comic book back, which means a lot to me. So let's do that. But today we're going to be talking about zutsu. Zutsu. Now, I'm not talking about zutsu, which is a headache, or a tamaga itai is also a headache. Today, we're talking about a particle. Yes, it's kind of like a particle here. We talk about these a lot, right? These things that go after or modify a noun or a verb, and they indicate what part of speech it is. This particle indicates equal distribution of quantity. That seems really weird when you just read it from like the dictionary, but let me talk about what I mean. If you are with some friends and you want to give them each a piece of chocolate, then you would give them equal zutsu, one piece of chocolate zutsu, each individual one. If I want to say, every minute I learn a new thing of Japanese, it'd be one every single distributed minute, every single minute on that minute. So it is a quantifier that kind of breaks things out evenly. So if I want to say, I memorize 5 kanji a day, 私は I 漢字 is what we're talking, the object, 毎日, the time frame, 5つ, 5つ is the amount, 5つ is 5 things, 5つずつ覚える. I memorize 5 kanji every day, 5つ. Now, again, let's look at that sentence. 私は I 漢字を, that's the object that we're doing, 毎日, that's the everyday portion, the time, and that one doesn't need a ni. And then we have 5つ. 5つ is the amount. 5つ, and that's where 5つ comes after. So 5つ, it sounds kind of hard to say 5つ, 5つ. So we have 5 every single day, 覚えます. That's to be able to memorize or to learn. In this particular, to memorize, I think is a little better. Because you'd be like narau or manabu or something along the lines of that, you know, oboidasu toka, for to learn, to memorize. Now, you can also do it over an undisclosed amount of time for the quantifier. For if I want to say a little bit by little bit, I could say 少しずつ. Skoshi is a little bit, and that's evenly distributed, and I'm not going to put an end on it. So if I want to say, you become better at Japanese a little bit at a time, I could do Nihongo, Japanese, ga, skoshi zutsu, a little bit at a time. Skoshi is a little bit, zutsu is steadily one equal portion set apart. Umaku ni narimasu yo, is umaku is to become good at, or to become jozu. Jozu ni narimasu, you become good at it, okay? Now, how about if you want to say, I learn Japanese a little bit every day? Let's put the time first. Let's throw that up front. Or, 私は毎日, I every day, 5分ぐらい, or 5分ずつ, in 5 minutes, ずつ every single day, right? So we said 毎日5分ずつ, 日本語勉強します. I study Japanese every day for 5 minutes. And you do that if you listen to this podcast. So I could say, I do a Japanese podcast every day for 5 minutes. 僕は毎日5分間ずつ日本語のポッドキャストをやりますよ. And there you go. Like that. You have a whole brand spanking new word that's technically a particle that makes so you can evenly distribute things, so you can share things, you can give things, you can receive things, you can do things, and things become better. Thank you so much for listening to the Among Us Today podcast today, and I will catch you again tomorrow while I will have yet another Japanese podcast for you. Thank you so much.